We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Are you from Pakistan?
Yeah, I'm from Pakistan.
Good. I want a couple of Pakistani reporters. Yeah. I like them much better than our reporters.
President Trump having a little bit of fun with the media again. I like you Pakistani reporters much better than my own. Thank you. Oh, boy. Happy Tuesday morning. What a week this is going to be, because tomorrow we've got the Mueller testimony coming to Washington. They put it off now for, what, a week and a half? It was supposed to happen a while back, and it's coming. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to start tomorrow morning about 7:30 St. Louis time, which means right about this time tomorrow, we'll be getting ready for it. Fox News Radio is going to have live coverage. We're going to carry it live here on the morning show so you can hear what's going on. You can hear all of the serious grandstanding comments and questions and statements that will be made by all of the members on the committee. Before they ever get around to letting Mueller utter a word, probably his opening statement will be his first words. And who knows what evil they've got cooked up for tomorrow? I don't know. I mean, I have an idea what Jerry Nadler and some of the others are trying to do, and I know at the same time what some of the Republicans are planning to do and talk about the beginnings of the Mueller report and what really got the whole Russian collusion investigation going to start with. But it ought to be high drama. So at around 7:30, a little programming note, during the morning show tomorrow, we'll cut away live to that. So you won't miss the thing. You can hear it here on FM News Talk 97.1. You can go to the app at radio.com. You can hear it there. Go to 971talk.com, and we'll have it on our website. So wherever you are, we've got you covered tomorrow morning. You don't have to miss a moment of it. And if it's a nothing burger, then you will walk away unsatisfied.
You can even watch us on the webcam reacting to it.
You can
watch us listening and watching it.
Because we'll be here.
While you listen to it.
So if you're watching on the webcam, they're going to put a piece of styrofoam on the wall right behind me so that when I repeatedly ram my forehead into it during the testimony, it won't do any long-term damage. First.
Yeah, watching Mark Cox's face during the testimony could be all the entertainment you need for the day.
I'll be pulling my Duke Cannon hair out.
You're going to need that Duke Cannon deodorant tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to need that. I bought some of that charcoal activated Duke Cannon stuff yesterday. Just have to say. I only went there because of the hair product. I told you that, right?
Yep.
But I found it. All right, we'll talk more about that. Let's get to our guest, please. He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Todd Pyro, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I just want that to play all the time in every facet of my life. That's how much I love. Could you send me that?
Sure.
So that can be like my ringtone on my wife's phone.
You should make that your voicemail open. See? People call, that's what they'll hear. Then they can leave you a message.
Take that, world.
Yeah, everybody needs their own open, I'm just telling you. Fantastic. Hey, do you use Duke Cannon products?
Oh, can't get enough of the Duke. No, what's Duke Cannon product?
I've stumbled across this yesterday. It's a line of men's shampoo and soaps and all that, but it's basically, this guy's like some Ron Burgundy type character that they're making, basically poking fun at, and just talking about how you can buy news anchor pomade and have your hair look as good as news anchors.
Well, then I must get it.
You must have like some of this stuff. It's
Where
fantastic.
Is it made out of? While you talk, I'm going to look at this on the internet.
You need to look it up. And here's the great thing about it. I went and bought some yesterday, and I'm not advertising for them. I'm not making any money off of it. It's a little bit of a high-end product in terms of price. I went to CVS and found it there, but they make shave gel, and they make pomade for your hair if that's what you're after, and it's funny stuff. And a portion of all the proceeds go to benefit veterans. So that's the great thing about it, right? Free shipping on orders
for it right now.
I know. See, you've got to get some of that. For your trenches and everything. Bloody knuckles. It's just fantastic.
For my beard.
For your beard when you grow one. See,
I have one now. I haven't been at work since Friday. They gave me yesterday off, and it's unclear what today is going to be. I'm supposed to do a shoot at a water park, but if you've paid attention to the weather on the East Coast, and I'm sure you've been glued to it, we've had a little rain.
Yeah, and no power. Were you without power up there?
We went in and out for a while, but parts of our area are out. And it just that's just making nervous that this is what a little storm can do. What can the Russians do?
Right, exactly. Which we'll hear more about tomorrow during the Mueller testimony,
right.
No doubt,
right?
You know that's coming. Are they going to put you in a diner in Washington, D.C. in expectation of the Mueller testimony?
Mark, I thought they were.
Really? Yeah.
And that's what last week's diner was supposed to be. I think we talked about this briefly last week. That's what last week's diner was supposed to be, but then they moved the Mueller testimony to this week, and they didn't reschedule the diner, so I am merely a pawn in the game of life. I go where they tell me to go, and they're not doing a diner tomorrow or the next day. So we move on.
Well, the whole thing starts kind of early tomorrow. That's a little bit of a surprise, too. So I'm sure that's affecting things at the network level as well.
Yeah, look, I think tomorrow would have been out because, from what I understand, Brett and Martha are taking over, and they're probably taking over at the start, or if not a half an hour earlier. So, they're going to be running point during the testimony, but that would free up the next day. However, we're not doing it the next day. So, again, I will go. I will do what I'm told, and I will smile, and I will wear my Duke Cannon hair product.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not even quite sure why I brought up Duke Cannon stuff to begin with, except that I saw the video that they did for this guy, and I love things like this. I thought it was just hilarious. Listen to this open for the product. Hold on, here we go. Hold
on. Duke Cannon hails from a simpler time. A time when the term handyman was redundant. A time when chivalry and patriotism weren't considered old-fashioned. The time when you never put the word salad next to bar.
Oh, boy. We value things like hard work and family and bacon.
I know
bacon.
Their products aren't for me, but I really think that that's hilarious.
Are you going to start wearing some Duke Cannon products yourself?
I got it. Yeah,
maybe
no
they
kidding.
Need to branch out a little bit.
You're going to come in the studio tomorrow
with a beard.
Smelling like. And trees and dirt.
Oh boy.
That's funny.
It's great marketing. I said to somebody, I don't know if the products work or not, but it's like Jack Daniels. They've got the marketing down pat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that from what I've been told, Jack Daniels works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Enough of it. Puts you in the right frame of mind anyway. Hey, Todd, I saw this story this morning, and I just wanted to get your opinion on it since you actually, do you consider yourself a New Yorker now?
No.
You don't? You haven't adopted it?
I'm all Jersey.
Okay.
I live in Connecticut, work in New York, and spend most of my adult life in California. I'm Jersey because I left when I was 18.
I saw a story this morning, and I'm trying to remember what the source was. Maybe it's the Miami Herald. That wealthy New Yorkers are ditching the city's high taxes for Miami. And Miami is now targeting ads to New York City to get people to come down there because the taxes and everything else have gone up so much in the city.
I mean, have you been to Miami? I went down there for the debates. It's great, Not as much traffic. Hot all the time, not just in summer. Good food. It's beautiful. The Miami's problem is it's potentially going to disappear in 50 years when the water, overtakes part of that area. But for now, have at it. It's great. And the problem with New York
is you know, you are getting taxed every which way from Sunday, and they just want to increase it more to pay for their programs. And you know, if you have that much money, and percentage wise, that much more is going to go to the government, and you know, you're not tied to New York for any particular reason, business or otherwise, Florida makes sense. And I don't know if they necessarily mean the high rises in Miami. They could mean Miami proper. Look, you can get a really nice place in Miami proper with your New York money. Sure. On the water with a boat. A heck of a lifestyle.
It's pretty amazing. It says here that one of the advertisements they're using to target people up in New York is that they estimate that somebody making $100,000 is not a lot in New York City, but that you might save $20,000 in taxes in a year in Dade County compared to New York City. That's stunning. Is somebody making $1 million a year could save $225,000 a year in taxes in Dade County? I mean, why anybody would continue living in New York, I guess, is pretty stunning.
I mean, well, look, you have to also keep in mind, you don't necessarily get the exact same salary in Miami that you would in New York for certain jobs. But if you're one of these venture capitalist hedge fund people, you can sort of do that from anywhere. I look at the law, for example. The rates in Florida are going to be less than the rates in New York, so you're going to make more money in New York. This migration to Florida is not new. I mean, old people have been doing it from the tri-state area for years.
Hey, I just since we're talking about New York, I brought up this story this morning, this video that's kind of gone viral of some some New York City police officers having water poured over their heads by people when they responded to a call up in Harlem. Is that a big story up there this morning?
It's growing. Yeah, I've seen it a lot on the social media myself, and it just underscores the danger that our first responders, police, fire, EMTs face when they go to a call. Because, I mean, gosh, it's sad that we have to say this, but cops, firefighters, and EMTs now need to consider their own safety when they go to help people, presumably in a state of danger on their own. Obviously, if a cop's going to a shootout, he or she knows, you know, I got to have my guard up. But if a firefighter goes to a fire where he wants to help save grandma and kids inside and then gets attacked, that's horrible. If an EMT is going to save somebody who's having a heart attack and then they're attacked, I mean, it just makes you shrug your shoulders and say, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is that if people look at the video, we've got it up on our website at 971talk.com. If you look at the video, the officers are being taunted. They're being challenged to respond, and they just turn their back and walk away when somebody pours a bucket of water over their head. The police officers union up there has been out talking about it. They're kind of blaming de Blasio for the whole thing.
Mayor sets the tone.
Yeah.
The mayor sets the tone. And, you know, if you come out and part of your campaign platform, not to mention your acts while you're in office, are anti-cops in many ways. And obviously, when there's a funeral, he offers to go. But, you know, aside from that, it's not very, let's support our men and women in blue. And if that happens, I mean, that sets the tone.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, that's one of the big stories coming out of there for sure. Todd Pyro, listen, my friend, it's always great having you on. Next time, I expect to see you on the air there on Fox and Friends. I expect your hair to be larger because of your new Duke Cannon product.
Darn right. Duke Cannon, it's a way of life. It's America. I just gave him a new slogan.
It's America. It's true. Very, very true. All right, buddy. Thank you. We'll get that that Todd Pyro show open in the email to you. How about that?
Oh, spectacular.
We'll send it to you. Let's play it one more time. Can we hit it again? Just so America.
This is Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Good stuff, Todd. We appreciate you. Thanks.
That makes my day every time I hear it. Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day. Todd Pyro there, at Todd Pyro. You can follow him on Twitter. And, of course, he's one of the correspondents and anchors for Fox and Friends. And you see him on the weekends and through the mornings in diners everywhere. I don't know how he stays so fit and trim.
I know.
Every time I see him,
must have good self-control.
Yeah, no kidding.
I sure don't.
I know. I can pass some of that on.
Breakfast food is like the best, too. Mm-hmm. That'd be hard.
Now
be
I'm hungry.
Gig.
Right.
No kidding. Me too. Who's going to bring us eggs?
Ooh. How did that happen last time? Didn't that happen when I was out? Somebody brought
Jody,
food?
She's a saint. Yeah. She came in with White Castle breakfast sandwiches.
Wow.
You picked the wrong day to not be here.
I did. Holy cow.
Although Tim asked, he said, if anybody could bring sandwiches, and here comes Jody, just an angel.
Rolling in? Did he pay her back or something?
Oh, you know, we should have done that. I forgot. I didn't even offer. Well, that was terrible
that
of me.
Took a turn.
Talk about somebody who's kind of living large right now is Jones. Do you see him? He's on top of a mountain somewhere.
Oh, nice.
Top of the world. Standing on top of the world. Tim Jones. With his family.
That's awesome.
A little vacay. So while he's away, downtown Eureka floods.
Mm.
And Jones maintains an office down there on the Main Street. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away a super secret location of his lair, but not far from a couple of the Odell's and a couple of the restaurants in downtown Eureka. Saw Channel 4 doing a story on it this morning, and it's a mess. I mean, you know they've had a couple of floods due to the rivers in the past couple of years. This was just a flash flood. I guess there was nowhere for the water to go. Mm-hmm. And it was up to the window level on a couple of vans in downtown Eureka. We talked to the fire chief, Greg Brown, yesterday about it. And the cleanup, they're, you know, some of the businesses are hoping to reopen sooner rather than later. But you got all kinds of problems when that flood water gets into a building. I don't know what you do about that insurance-wise, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, I'm going to assume it's probably not covered, right?
Multiple claims. You just have to keep going back again and again and again. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Eureka gets it bad, too, all the time. It seems like they're always underwater.
And you know, it wasn't always like that. As Tim Jones has pointed out several times on this program, pushing for changes to how the Corps of Engineers and others have handled levees and stuff along the rivers that would affect that. This case, I don't think it had anything to do with that. It's just unfortunate that it was such a low area. But, that's a mess down there, that's for sure. Hey, you know, I mentioned with Todd Pyro there a minute ago, but just to tell you again, tomorrow when Bob Mueller gets in front of Congress, it's going to be the clown car will pull up and unload in Congress, right? Because everybody's got their own agenda in getting Bob Mueller up there. And we're going to carry coverage of that live. We've already got it planned out here on FM News Talk 97.1. It will start about 24 hours from now. So we're going to put a little clock up on the website that ticks down like the network people do. I'm just kidding.
It's a good idea, though.
At about 7:30 tomorrow. At about
darn it.
See, I gave you a little promotion idea there. About 7:30 tomorrow is when Mueller is scheduled to begin testifying, because that's obviously 8:30 Eastern time. We'll carry it live on FM News Talk 97.1, 971talk.com, radio.com. We've got you covered when it starts tomorrow, so you too can listen to it and feel like ramming your head into the wall like I will. And then we'll analyze it. And Tony Colombo will be in here, and Annie Fry, and we got your full coverage for you tomorrow. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about 2A Tuesday. Stick around.
Ted runs up and just dumps a bucket of water on top of the officer. The officer, he demonstrates so much restraint. What would you do in that situation?
It's really hard to say. I don't know all the circumstances there, but certainly assault on a police officer demands an arrest.
Yeah, that is reaction to this situation in New York City. People are just expressing their outrage after a couple of New York police officers. I'm afraid it's going to happen in St. Louis. A couple of New York police officers had water poured on them. One guy ran up and dumped a bucket of water over the head of a police officer when they responded to a call to arrest somebody in Harlem in New York. And this is just kind of going viral this morning. We've got it up on our website at 971talk.com/Cox. If you haven't had a chance to see the video, go look at it. And we're gauging some reaction this morning to just this total lack of respect for our police officers. And, you know, you worry about that when you hear the whole criminal justice reform platform by some of our prosecutors here in St. Louis City and County. This is where this ends. Is it with a complete lack of respect for law enforcement? And I worry about that for our officers every day of the week. Let's get to our guests, please.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Dave Workman joining us this morning with the Second Amendment Foundation. He's a senior editor there. And Dave, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Mark.
Yes, sir. I know it's off topic, but your reaction, have you seen this video out of New York City?
Oh, I've seen that video. I think everybody has seen that video. And it's very disturbing to me because, frankly, we're talking about the same mentality behind gun-free zones that goes into tying the hands of our police officers. And the mayor of New York City, I think all this stuff is dead.
Yeah, well, de Blasio's carrying part of the blame for this, certainly from what I've read this morning. And the officers are afraid to react, as they should be able to make split-second decisions out of fear that they're not going to have the support of the mayor and other political leaders in New York and other cities.
Yeah, it's just a horrible, testament on where our society has gone. And again, that's the same mentality that is behind what we were going to talk about, is the gun-free zones. It's the same nonsense. We can't have any aggression. We can't have any violence. We can't have any reaction from the police. Golly whiz. And we've got to put our faith in a sign that's going to protect us from lunatics and madmen.
You know, we've had this discussion here in the state of Missouri. A couple of bills have ended up stalling down at the state legislature the past couple of years that would have at least reduced the number of gun-free zones in Missouri. The Second Amendment Foundation is calling for an end to these across the country. Tell us about that.
Well, that's just common sense of the real common sense variety.
Right.
If you look at history, and I know you have, you've discussed this with your listeners, about 98% of all the mass shootings in this country have occurred in so-called gun-free zones. It's where the good guys are disarmed, and the bad guys evidently don't read the signs. It's a risk-free work environment for crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not an education story where people don't know how to write or read. They just tend to ignore laws. That's the problem.
Well, you just nailed it. So you can move to the head of the class where you're already at anyway. But I talked to Alan Gottlieb, who's the executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation. This was his idea, and I think it's a good one because these gun-free zones are really a false sense of security. That's what they provide. And he and I are collaborating on a book called Good Guys with Guns. It should be out sometime this fall. And it's a short book, but it really tells the tale of what happens with gun-free zones. We've got a whole chapter in there about the dangerous myth of gun-free zones. Schools, shopping malls, movie theaters, cocktail lounges. You don't want to be drinking and carrying a gun, but restaurants with cocktail lounges, places where people can go. and enjoy themselves, and they're supposed to have a good time. Those are all free fire zones for crazy people.
Right.
And I think it's really time for the good guys to have a leg up and to level the playing field.
Yeah, it's not the good guy with the gun that you need to worry about. It's somebody coming in with ill intent, and you better hope that there's somebody who's planned ahead at the moment that that happens, or you become a sheep.
Well, yeah, and, you know, there are, by some estimates, about 17.5 million legally licensed handgun carriers in the United States right now, people who can legally carry a concealed firearm. Here in Washington State, I get monthly reports from the Department of Licensing. We've got more than 622,000 legally licensed people in this state to be concealing a handgun, and we're also an open carry state. So we do kind of level the playing field here, but the people in authority, the left-leaning people, the people who think, oh, guns are terrible, and we ought to have safe injection sites for all of our drug addicts, you know, that mentality, and it's okay to dump water on police officers, they don't like that at all. But, you know, we need to take a different tack. People keep talking about gun violence. Well, there's only one kind of violence, and it's just plain violence. And we need to be able to protect ourselves. As good a job as the police do, wet or dry, they can't be everywhere at the same time. And there are occasions when the armed citizen becomes the first responder. And it's time to get back to where that actually belongs. I think, you know, violence against bad guys is a pretty good deterrent.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's not what they're expecting at all. Listen, Dave Workman, I appreciate your time. I direct people to saf.org for the Second Amendment Foundation. People can go on there and get updates on some of the great legislative efforts and legal efforts you guys are making around the country to protect our Second Amendment rights. Thank you for that.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll talk again soon. Dave Workman, senior editor there for the Second Amendment Foundation. They do good work there. At 2AFDN on Twitter, saf.org. Let me get to a break. 314-241-9797. We'll be back in a minute.
And therefore, I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Cyril. Thank you, Charles. Thank you very much, Brandon, for a fantastically well-organized campaign. I think it did a lot of credit, as Brandon has just said, to our party, to our values, and to our ideals.
Yeah, wait for a heads to roll in London. They've elected a conservative pro-Brexit guy to be the prime minister, and he'll get them out of the European Union in a hurry. This is going to be fun times. We'll have to get our friend Katie on here again to talk more about what's going on over there, because this guy's, I believe, Boris Johnson and Donald Trump are friends. Can't swear to that. But I know Johnson used to be the mayor of London, much better than the current mayor of London, and he is a big pro-Brexit kind of guy. So that should be an interesting week or two there. Let me get to Shane here on line one. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
Excuse me. Mark, have you heard of the individual who plans on challenging AOC in her district?
You mean the Republican challenger? Because I think she's going to have a Democrat challenging her as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because, like, this woman, as you said, yeah, it's she. She's a Jamaican immigrant, and like I said, a woman of color. And that's probably the one strike she's got against her is that she's a Republican.
Oh, I'm in that district. In that district, I'm sure of it. But
right.
she is an immigrant. I believe she's an attorney. I can't swear to that. But she seems like a sharp cookie. She should hopefully. She's not popular in her home district. People are mad that she ran off Amazon. They don't like AOC up there. She's polling very poorly in her own district.
Exactly. And yeah, I've seen this woman's campaign ad. It's about 2.5 minutes. You can catch it on YouTube. And she seems like a very smart individual. And I hope the New Yorkers finally wake up and do the right thing.
Well, hopefully, you know, she can probably use some financial support, too. So if anybody's interested, she probably needs all the help she can get. Shane, thank you for the call.
I'm here in St. Louis, and I've already contributed to her campaign.
Nice. Nice. Yep. Shane, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Have a good morning. Appreciate that. Yep. You will forever be on a mailing list of people willing to contribute to out-of-state candidates. I did that years ago. I contributed to somebody who was running against maybe Harry Reid or something like that. Somebody was trying to beat him in a statewide race.
Mm-hmm.
And
emails?
No. It wasn't Harry Reid. It was the guy from North Dakota. They shared my name on some list of suckers with every candidate in America. And I started getting emails. Would you like to donate? No. Made that mistake once.
That is a mistake. Yeah, that's too bad, though, that happens.
Of course it does. I was for sale to the highest bidder. They thought, sure, I was going to contribute to more cash. They want ya. Hey, coming up, Chris Arps is going to join us. They made a little nationwide news after their interview with Bob Beckel on the Weekend Report. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.